Our next guest is, it's been a little bit since he's been on, and just always such a thrill. James Perloff, he is an independent freelance author. He's contributed to The New American for about 30 years or so. He's written 4 books. One of them sold over 100,000 copies, Shadows of Power, about not the Trilateral Commission, what's the other? Council on Foreign Relations and how it was bringing America down. You know, he wrote that a long time ago. His new book, Truth, about the truth, about the takedown of America. He also has written about Darwinism. We'll get into all that. His website, jamesperloff.com. It's such an honor to have him on. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for having me back on the Power Hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Truth is a Lonely Warrior. I had a brain freeze there. Truth is a Lonely Warrior is your new book. Obviously, current events are in big people's mind, the midterms, what have you. I'm not sure where you want to start, but I had a report, just to let you know. Somebody called me, emailed me, then I called them, and says it's confirmed, they're seeing firsthand that in Texas, in the voting machines, that they're voting for Republican. You know, you just click Republican and it should go all Republican, but that when you go down to Ted Cruz, it doesn't vote for Ted Cruz. So something's going on with the Senate race there. At least in early voting has been confirmed. Other people I don't know have put similar things on Facebook. Something is going on down there with elections. From your perspective on the elections, what jumps out to you? What is most important that we're looking at?
Well, I wanted to ask you, by the way, with the Ted Cruz name not registering, is that I take it that's a computerized voting system?
Yes, yes, not ballots, yes. I'm glad you clarified. Yes, not paper ballots, the computer ballots.
Right. I've always felt that that is a major detriment to fair elections in America and that we should avoid that at all costs. You know, there is a great testimony people can watch online on YouTube. It's Clinton Eugene Curtis, a computer programmer, testifying before the Ohio State Legislature about how computer programs for elections can be rigged, and he knows because he was specifically asked to do that by a congressman named Tom Feeney in the year 2000. We're talking almost 20 years ago, and he was asked by the Ohio State Legislature if it was would be impossible for electoral officials to recognize the codes that were written into a fixed program, and he said, "Yes, you will never see that. It would take a computer expert to go through the program and look at the underlying codes to determine the where they are." So. You know, Daniel, I've always been in favor of paper ballots. I have a feeling that the whole controversy a few years ago about hanging chads was to convince Americans we had to go electronic on our voting. But when you go electronic, you probably heard the quote from Joseph Stalin. He said that it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And if we're trusting a computerized system to count the votes, I prefer the old-fashioned system where representatives of both parties or all parties would sit down. They'd count the paper ballots together. There'd be a policeman there and somebody from the League of Women Voters to make sure everything was done right. Doesn't mean there couldn't be a mistake or a corruption somewhere, but I certainly would trust it far and above any kind of computerized system, which is just fraught with potential for corruption.
Well, I'm to the point I can't even trust my email. I can't trust the sanctity of my email. It's almost a given that it's being listened, spied upon, whatever. How in the world am I going to trust something way more important like elections?
Well, you're right. And we're living in an era increasingly where if they want to, they can since we're all connected to the Internet, or most of us are, they can download evil stuff onto your computer and say that you were looking at porn or whatever they want to do. In order to incriminate people, it's we've reached a point with technology now where it's great in the good service it can provide. You know, I love looking at how-to videos on YouTube and being able to access information instantly on a search engine. Whereas 30 years ago when I wrote the Shadows of Power, I had to go to a library and use a paper catalog. I love it, but at the same time, like anything else, it can be used like a gun. You know, it can be used for a good purpose or a bad purpose, and unfortunately it's been used for bad purposes, and it certainly sounds... This is not the first time I've heard this, by the way, of people voting for one person and the vote comes out for somebody else, or they're not able to to vote for the candidate that they want. So, yeah, I would not be surprised that that's taking place, and certainly by design.
Was it Stalin who said, "Show me the person, and I'll show you the crime"? Wasn't that Stalin also? Oh,
that quote, I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's Stalin also, a good old Uncle Joe, right? This election, Beto O'Rourke. I haven't done much research on him. I got a call literally just a few minutes before the show talking about this alert about the voting fraud. I quickly looked up a little into him. They call him Beto. His name's really Robert. He's of Irish descent. They make him out like he owns a Mexican restaurant or something. They're trying to drum up. I do not see any way possible from what I've seen. I mean, Ted Cruz just had a 100,000-person political rally. When in the world have you seen 100,000 people go to a political rally? How in the world can, in Texas, he beat Ted Cruz? It seems beyond me.
Right. You would probably, based on, I don't know what kind of rallies O'Rourke has been having, with the numbers there have been, but if the voting system is fixed, that would be about the only way to accomplish it.
Yeah, anything else from the midterms are coming up? Is there anything you're looking for, anything of interest to you that stand out to you?
Well, of course, I don't have a great deal of faith in either party, and I don't have a great deal of faith
in
the electoral system, to be sure. You know, I think that by and large, Americans are probably with us. Daniel, I think that people have been revolted by the extreme left-wing agenda that the Democratic Party has gone to, you know, the transgenderism, the pussy hat parades, the Antifa violence, all of this is turning Americans off. And I think that in an honest election, you would see us, conservatives and the more pro-Christian outlook from a social perspective, candidates winning. However, as you know, the media has been hammering Trump day in and day out ever since the day he was in office. You know, when Obama was there, you might get a negative headline once a month with Trump. There's about three or four every day. They've certainly been trying to set the tempo for these midterms. And I guess it was, you know, just today, I'm sure you saw the headlines about suspicious packages, supposedly explosive devices sent to the Clintons,
yes,
and Obama and CNN. And of course, they didn't go off. And of course, the people who sent those bombs should have known that Hillary Clinton doesn't open her own mail. So it looks like, with the timing right before the election, that this is what we would call a electoral false flag, something designed to generate sympathy right before the election. And, you know, I just saw something today that CNN is trailing SpongeBob in the ratings. Well, what better way to get your ratings up than to say that, you know, you've just gotten a bomb in the mail? I'm not saying that I know for a fact who sent those. I of course don't. But don't you think that's kind of suspicious that right before the election that Democrats were not even running for re-election? They're not even running for re-election, Obama and the Clintons, but they're getting these suspicious items and making headlines with them.
You just made me laugh. I'm still laughing about SpongeBob. They can't beat SpongeBob until they say, oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of like 9/11, right? If I was going to pass the Patriot Act, wouldn't that be fortuitous that a bomb or a plane would go into the... Oh, isn't that just lucky? Wow,
done
look at that.
Done that. Used events to key up the next public policy.
Well, there's the break. On the other side, we'll continue more with the great, I mean the great, James Perloff. JamesPerloff.com. James Perloff, JamesPerloff.com, author of several books, including a couple about Darwinism. And we're going to discuss that on the top of the hour. So good to be with him. We're talking about elections, the pipe bombs, just so happens, seem so fortuitous. I mean, James is not saying that this is planted, but boy, it sure is fortuitous that it comes at this time. Anyway, Alex Jones has come out and reported just flatly that the syndicate, I call it the syndicate, these controllers, they're going to do much bigger false flags before the election. They may even blow up part of CNN or, you know, drive a truck in and even sacrifice some people so they get sympathy on the side, because really Trump is kind of pointing the finger in this whole wave here of just how irrelevant to the average everyday American they are anymore. They're not even relevant. Like you said, they'd rather watch SpongeBob SquarePants. Any thought to Alex Jones' prediction?
SpongeBob's ratings, I believe, are going down, so CNN is trailing him, though that's even worse. But as far as Alex Jones' predictions, I have no idea what the future might hold, but it wouldn't surprise me that this might be just an inkling of other things to come prior to the election. We have seen this caravan coming up from Honduras, which seems to be picking up additional people. And I'm sure that those people, even if they got into voting booths, couldn't make a difference in the outcome of the election. However, it wouldn't surprise me if they end up using that as a issue. You might recall a while back they were showing children in cages and talking about family separation, even though this has been going on there under Obama and previous presidents, but they were using it to hammer Trump. And I have a feeling that they'll use it as a pretext just to characterize him as Hitler and the usual kind of metaphors that they use. So I don't know what they might have in store. Alex Jones might be right, and that there might be other things coming besides these suspicious packages. They still have a couple of weeks to work with.
We've seen confirmed videos of flatbed trucks with, I don't know, hundreds of migrants or whatever these people are. They're not refugees, being trucked. I mean, if they think about it, if they walk from the Honduran border, even if they walk 20 miles a day, this caravan, they won't be here for 3 months. Somehow they're getting up to the border. I mean, it seems all too coincidental, what have you, that they're going to be near the border right around the time of elections. And be used, pull at our heartstrings. I mean, I feel like this is turning, maybe it's just polarizing America, I don't know. But to me, it's turning other conservative Americans, it's really turning them, really ratcheting them up politically and firing them up. I think that's the effect it's having. I don't know. What's your perspective?
Well, I would say that's true because Trump did win largely on an immigration platform, and I think people are pretty wise to these kinds of tricks, and you're right. For the cameras, they're walking, but how many people are really going to walk from Honduras to the U.S. border? Apparently, when the camera's not on them, they're being trucked up. And as I know that you hinted at before, there's evidence that George Soros, surprise, surprise, is helping to fund this. And again, as you're pointing out also, it certainly seems to be quite a coincidence that right before the elections that they would be doing this. So I think that they would certainly like to swing the votes through whatever means possible, whether it's, fake packages being sent to major liberal figures or a sympathy at the border or a rigged voting machine. I think they'd love to swing the midterms to the Democrat side, to the liberal side, to the socialist side, and then perhaps be working on trying to impeach Trump or, at the very least, defeat him in the next presidential election so that they could move the country back into a very left-wing pro-socialist agenda. I think they could do that by crashing the economy. I only listened just to little snippets of what Gerald Celente was saying yesterday, but he was talking about interest rates. And I know that under Obama, they went for 7 years straight without a single interest rate hike. Now they're jacking them up just about, I think, three times this year. Now they've increased interest rates.
Yeah.
And, you know, as interest rates get higher and higher, it makes the debt harder to pay. People on variable rate mortgages are going to have to pay more and more. There's going to be more foreclosures. And as CDs start to look more attractive, whereas, you know, they've been paying like 0.1%, now they're starting to pay 2 to 3%. People start moving money out of the stock market because it's too risky. We just saw that 1,000-point drop recently. And very easy, by the way, to arrange a stock market crash. It's been done before by the powers that be. It's very easy to do by short selling and by raising interest rates. They actually, the Federal Reserve almost doubled interest rates in the course of 1929 before the October crash of that year. So they know how to make the markets fall. And you know, if the market crashes and the economy crashes, you know that Trump will get the blame, even though America is in fact the result of decades and decades of cumulative policy.
Do you find yourself, I go through this, I want to know your opinion, do you find yourself uncomfortable that the Democratic Party has become so socialist to me that I find myself defending the Republican Party? And I'm no defender of the Republican Party, but I find myself defending them. Do you have that same dilemma?
Well, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, that there's been a strategy employed, you know, like this whole thing with Kavanaugh against Rice. You know, I meme on Twitter, and I made memes about Rice and that whole deal and the ridiculousness of trying to investigate a 1982 high school party. But, you know, when Ron Paul really got cheated out of the nomination in, or a nomination at least, in 2012 at the GOP convention, a lot of people really gave up on the Republican Party, and they gave up on the – I heard so many people say, I'm swearing off politics, I'll never vote again. And I think that they sort of felt they had to resurrect the left-right paradigm and get us ramped up about Kavanaugh and Rice and ramped up about, you know, transgender bathrooms and things like that, and really get us to thinking again that, you know, it's Republicans against Democrats. And so, yeah, I'm in that same position. You know, Kavanaugh had some deficits in terms of, you know, he helped write the Patriot Act, and he apparently was involved in the Vince Foster cover-up. And there were some bad things about the guy, but everybody's defending him. And all of a sudden, Lindsey Graham started looking like a good guy because he was speaking up for him. I'm 100% against Lindsey Graham's foreign policy. But, yeah, all of a sudden you find yourself on the Republican side, even though we weren't there, we were independent, because the Democrats are pushing the button so hard that what can we do? It's like with Hillary, you know, there was no choice but to oppose Hillary, so it was a natural to vote for Trump. I voted for Trump. But I do feel that part of the strategy in 2016 was to make Americans feel democracy really does work. You have to have faith in the system, and we really need to take a stand against the evil Democrats, which, yeah, they are pushing an evil agenda, but you're right. All of a sudden we find ourselves, you know, in the Republican Party camp, which we knew that those guys themselves, even though they're closer to our values, and in many cases are themselves part of the problem, as I know Gerald Celante was commenting yesterday.
Great. Good to be with you, James. So good to hear your voice. You're an important voice, my friend, an important voice. JamesPerloff.com is the website. On the other side, we're going to talk about 5G in his backyard, something, a positive 5G story. Stay tuned for that. We'll ask about more about this in Texas, too.